And my neighbor said to me, Willa, I've been intending to donate to make another contribution to your friend. She said, and I know it's the end of the year. Can I still do it? Well, yes, you still can make a donation, a contribution to Dr. Gwen, to Evangelist Gwen Beatty at by going to www.fillabottlesavealife.com. And let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this day. We thank you, Lord, for getting us up this morning in our right minds. We thank and praise you, Lord, for in you we move, we breathe, and we have our being. Father, we thank and praise you for having your angels encamped around about us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us in 2012. You have been just simply awesome, Lord. And we cannot even begin to count all the ways. If we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't even begin to just adequately thank you. But we do give you the highest praise right now. We say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the great things you have done. Thank you, Lord, for getting us through the valleys, getting us through the storm. Thank you, Lord, for getting us through the rain. Thank you, Lord, for healing us. Thank you, Lord, for keeping our minds, oh God. Father, we thank you so much for this TMC family, for this TMC call. Thank you, Lord, that you saw us through 2012. Thank you, Lord, for Dr. P.K. Robinson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, and Artists International, Lord, who were all faithful no matter what storms came throughout the year, Lord. We were here. Dr. Vanessa was here. Dr. P.K. Roberts was here. We thank you for their diligence, Lord. Now, Father, we just ask in the mighty name of Jesus that you over give them an overflow of your favor. Give them an overflow of your grace. Give them an overflow of your awesome power in Jesus' name. Father, we thank and praise you for the faithfulness of each and every TMC caller, our family members, oh Lord. We thank you for how you have brought us all close together because we have all of kindred hearts and kindred spirits. Lord, just bless each and every caller. You know we stand in need of, Lord. So we thank you for doing the above and beyond in our lives. Lord, we thank and praise you for the word that Dr. Vanessa is going to bring in the close of this 2012. Father, we thank you that it is a word that is not too late. It's an on-time word that would transform our hearts, our minds, our thinking, oh, Lord. And as I always say, that we will be an encouragement to someone else with the word that we receive today. Now, Lord, we bind Satan in Jesus' name and all his cohorts off the airwaves. We know that this call will go forth with clarity. We know that you have already put a shift in the atmosphere, a shift over the airwaves, a shift over the phone lines, a shift over the sound waves. Lord, this call will go forth with clarity, unhindered, unchecked by any outside force, Lord, and we will forever to give you all the praise. We thank you, Lord, as we close out 2012 and ring in 2013 in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we just ask that you please forgive us of all of our sins and give us the mind of Christ, because our objective, one of them is to seek you daily because we love you so much. In Jesus' name, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. Amen. Well, I love you, my TMC family. Happy New Year to you in advance, and I will now turn the call over to our host, Minister Robin. Minister Robin, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much, Minister Willa. Good morning, everyone, and I am here, and I'm honored to be able to host you on this last day of 2012, and just as she said, oh, God, he's awesome. He's wonderful. He's marvelous, and we thank him because of what he has birthed through Dr. P.K. Roberts out of Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon out of Dallas, Texas. We have this call, the Master's call, and it's a call about our God, our Master, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. And our call started way back in 2010, and we are in our third year, and we are glad to see the things that the Lord is doing in us, through us, and through this call. So I want to say welcome, 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 and thank you, powerful women of God, for listening to the voice of the Lord. The Master's call. We have a scripture that we stand on, and our scripture, take your time, go to Psalms 88:13, and you can read it there, and it reads, but to you, O Lord, I have cried out, and in the morning my prayer, our prayer, comes before him. And he loves to hear his people pray. He loves to hear us love on him. adore him, worship him, exalt his greatness. So that's what we do first thing in the morning. And when we do that, we are being enriched. We are being enhanced. We are empowered believers as we begin and start our day. We have an email address for you. Send us anything. Send us your praise reports, your prayer requests. If you would love to be one of our prayer intercessors, we are looking for men and women. And as I say, we call them in from the north, south, east, and west, and other countries, glory to God. You can send it all to the Master's Morning Call at gmail.com. We have a website for you, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. And I'll repeat that, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. You can listen to every one of our messages from the first day. You can put it on your social media pages, download them, copy them, send them to friends. Even you can just give them to anyone. The Word of God is meat, soul, meat for our spirit. Give it to the people that you believe it would be a blessing to them, and their lives will be changed. Right after this call, family, we have a motivational call, and that's hosted by our very own godmother, Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and that number for you is 530-881-1300, 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. So feel free immediately following this call to jump on the motivational call and find out more about Artists International, because many of us are Artists International distributors, and we love to be motivated about our product. So without further ado, I'm going to tell you about the woman of God known as our Mother Ego, Pastor Vanessa. And as I was sitting here in my car, I came up with an acronym. I am not the queen of those, but this is what the Lord has put on my heart for you, Dr. Vanessa. V, because you are a victorious woman of God. A, because you are an anointed woman of God. N, because you are truly nice. E, because you are energetic. S, because you are spirit-filled. S, because you are sold out to Jesus. And A, because you are about God's business, and his business is his people. So Dr. Vanessa, our Mother Eagle, I call you to the line. Are you there?
Yes, I am. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much to our prayer general minister, Robin. I love that introduction. Good morning, Master's Call family. What an honor. What a privilege this last day of 2012. You know, prophetically, God gave me for us all through the year. In 2012, all is well. And through it all, in spite of it all with God beside us, we have said all is well in 2012. And we're so grateful for what we've seen the Lord do in the TMC call, the family of God, the family of artists. So honored this morning to see our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts, on the line, knowing that we love you. We embraced the vision that God gave us, and day by day, week by week, now year by year, we've endeavored to be a place where God's people convene, where the eagles gather to hear a rhema word from the Lord. And that's what I like to speak into your heart today and tomorrow. What a speak a series. I was so thankful for so many of you who came out on Saturday on the call. There's power in corporate prayer with the ambassador, Dr. P.K. Roberts, led those of us in our artist family to bombard heaven on behalf of Artists International to stand in the gap and make up the hedge. And it was an exciting time in the Lord. And the Lord dropped a word in my spirit, a theme for the upcoming year. And I want to, really gave me two things, and I briefly talked about them Saturday, but we want to hone in on them on these next 2 days. The first theme that he gave me was, in 2013, God's glory shall be seen. in 2013. God's glory shall be seen. In other words, God's going to show up and show out in our lives like never before. I always have been teaching you that we are his hands extended. We are the service of God, and the Lord uses the tool of Artists International to be the bridge we walk over into the lives of people day by day, being those ministers in the marketplace. We're his mouthpiece. We've got to open up our mouths and let our voice share the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as we share the gospel, the glory of the Lord will show up. And then we ourselves are his glory carriers. We have the glory of the Lord, the countenance of God housed inside of us, and the demonstration of his power shall come out of us this year. And as we close out this year looking with expectation and a spirit of anticipation for what he's going to do, the theme I'm going to be discussing this morning in 2013, God shall manifest our God-ordained dreams. In 2013, God shall manifest. You know, at first I got cute and I said, Lord, this is what I think I hear you saying. In 2013, God shall manifest our dreams. He said, hold up, old girl. Roll it back. But some of y'all may, God may not talk to you for me, but he knows Nessa. He knows Vanessa. And he said, hold up, homegirl. You left out a few words. I said, okay. I don't want to get a little static on the line from heaven. Let me listen to what you're saying, Daddy God. He said, I said, in 2013, God shall manifest your God-ordained dreams. He said, oh, don't leave out God-ordained, because some of us are dreaming about some things and desire some things I'm nowhere a part of. So let's qualify. Let's put an addendum. Let's put a qualifier in front of those dreams. In 2013, God shall manifest your God-ordained dreams. See, many churches across the country will watch and anticipate great things from the Lord tonight on New Year's Eve as we cross over into 2013. And I hope each and every one of you on this line as believers, as pillars in your sphere of influence, will be getting on your knees at some point, bringing in, thanking God that you get an opportunity to see another year. See, many Christians celebrate through a watch night service, not really understanding or embracing the historical and spiritual significance of New Year's Eve, or what is often called watch night. Well, you know, I'm a prophetic teacher, so let me give you a little background, because if you don't understand where we came from, it's hard to embrace where you are and to cooperate with where God wants to take you. At the stroke of midnight on December 31st, 1862, yeah, write that down, December 31st, 1862, the new year was ushered in, and at 12:01 a.m. on January 1st, 1863, all slaves in the Confederate States were declared legally free. Now, see, many of you who live or grew up in black communities in the United States have probably heard of watch night services, the gathering of the faithful in churches on New Year's Eve, but we're really aware of the history, so we're going to get informed and empowered this morning. See, these services, they usually begin anywhere from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at our churches, and they end at midnight with the entrance as a celebration of a new year. Now, some folks come to church first, you know, before going out to celebrate, but for others, many of us, church is the only New Year's Eve event. Many assumed that watch night service was a fairly standard Christian service, religious service, made a bit more Afrocentric, in other words, black folks, because that's what happened when elements of Christianity became linked with the black church. But still, it was obvious that predominantly white Christian churches did not include watch night service on their calendars, but instead they focused in more on Christmas Eve programs. In fact, there were instances where clergy in some mainline denominations wandered aloud and spoke out against the proprietary, the important stress that African Americans linking religion, linking the Lord and church to a secular holiday like New Year's Eve. But however, there is a reason for the importance of New Year's Eve services in the African-American congregations, the watch night services in black communities that we celebrate today can be directly traced back to gatherings across the South on December 31st, 1862. And it was really first known as Freedom's Eve, Freedom's Eve. See, on that night, blacks came together in churches and in private homes all across the nation, anxiously awaiting news that the Emancipation Proclamation by President Abraham Lincoln had actually become law. Then at the stroke of midnight, everybody say midnight, it became January 1st, 1863, and all the slaves in the Confederate States were declared legally free. See, they were in the church house celebrating. So when the news was received, there were prayers and shouts and songs of joy throughout the South as people fell to their knees and thanked their Almighty God. And ever since, mainly black folks have traditionally gathered in churches annually on New Year's Eve, praising God for bringing them safely through another year. But many never connected the spiritual and the historic value of being new spiritually for a new year, but even physically being free. So culturally, historically, watch night service, Freedom Eve, celebrates the ability to be free to be all that God has called you to be. And it's almost been 150 years since that first Freedom's Eve. And many of us had never been taught that the African-American history of watch night service was prophetic but historically based. And knowing that's a good tradition, you know, I've always teach you that when people say curse the spirit of tradition, don't curse tradition. It didn't do nothing to you. Tradition is neuter. Look at it and see if it's a good tradition or if it's a bad tradition. Like, is it a good habit or a bad habit? And it's a fantastic tradition to come together in the house of the Lord and celebrate his faithfulness historically. See, lining up with the word of God, the Jews were in captivity over 400 years before they got set free. And on a Passover night, on one of those last plagues when the firstborn Egyptian dropped dead, and they were free to leave Egypt to be all they were wanted to be, and they to this day celebrate that freedom. Well, in America, in the African-American community, after 400 years of slavery, we had a Freedom's Eve, and prophetically, God set us free. All we're talking about in 2013, God shall manifest our God-ordained dreams. This tradition still brings us together every year to celebrate how we got over. So when you sing that song tonight, when you go to your churches or just get on your knees in your home, thank God for the faithfulness of your grandfather and your grandmother's grandparents, 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 back three and four generations, because they dared to dream, to believe that there'd be a day like today where we have an African-American president, where we live in a country that allows us to dream as we want to believe. So let's talk about and bring into focus what our God-ordained dreams will look like for 2013. Let's start with that D, and let's talk about when you decide to receive the dream, to embrace the goal, the vision that God has given you. You have to first dare to believe. We've been talking a lot about you got to settle it and believe. Well, how do we dare to believe, Dr. V? Well, you have to become determined and diligent. You have to become determined and diligent. Remember, it is your God-ordained dream, and we have to be stewards of the dreams God gives us. And that starts out with being disciplined daily. Discipline's not a cuss word. To be disciplined daily to achieve your God-ordained dreams, you got to keep your dream first and utmost on your mind and in your heart. In other words, you got to keep the main thing, the main thing. Guard your heart and mind from some bad deeds, some distractions and detours. See, the enemy will constantly be bringing in his two running buddies of distractions and detours that hinder and come against you daring to believe. And one of the main tricks of the enemy is to keep us busy, not productive, not necessarily effective. Oh, but we're always saying we're busy. We heard last year Minister Kathy once said when she ministered, you can be busy like going back and forth in a rocking chair. You know, it gives you something to do, but you're really not going anywhere. You are developing or you're not really growing, but we have to decide as the CEOs of our dreams, as the chief executive officers, stewards, overseers, that we are the master and the steward of the dreams that God has given us. If I am to make it be, it must begin with me. See, dare means to challenge first yourself. Have the courage. Dare by setting a goal which makes you stretch to achieve it. Philippians 4:13, we say it, but let's decide this year. That's one of the main ingredients of us walking into and manifesting our dreams. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We can all dare, secondly in that D in dream, to defy all odds, to defy. You know, just sometimes you got to pretend like you got a Holy Ghost S on your chest that I'm going to do this thing. I'm a super saint because my natural got cloaked in the supernatural of God, and we together can do all things, and we can dare to defy all odds. I call it the 3D cube. First, do what no one else around you has done. That's really an apostolic anointing that comes on you, where you're a trailblazer, where it's fallow ground, and God gives you a dream, and your reasoning mind wants to tell you, oh, we've never done that before. I've never seen that happen. But that dream was clear. It stirred up your very soul. Your belly was burning, with pregnant with a purpose. And you have to hear the voice of God say, we're going to do what no one else has ever done. And that second D, when you're defying the odds, is do what you have never even seen yourself do. Because see, first, you got to talk to yourself and say, hold up, Holy Ghost, I know what I saw. You know, you get to stuttering even inside of yourself. Like, ooh, are we sure? Is the line clear to heaven? There might be more than static on the line. Maybe I jumped over into someone else's dream, and God pulls you back and says, no, you're going to do what you've never seen yourself do. You're going to spread those wings as the eagle and let the ruah, breath of God, blow you up higher to a place you have never soared before. And then that third of 3D, through Christ, you're going to do the exceedingly, abundantly above all we can ever ask or think. But here's a condition. According to the power that worketh in us, Ephesians 3:20, then we lastly must do it anyhow. See, we're going to dare to believe. We're going to defy all odds, and then we're going to do it anyhow. No matter if we're shaking at the knees, we're going to say, help me, Holy Ghost. How? We're going to do a 3D on how we're going to do it. We're going to first decide. We're going to be determined, and then we're going to build our destiny. See, first we're going to decide what your desire for your destiny to be. In other words, you're going to decide your strategy, your marketing plan by getting before God and let him download it, and you're going to build it for the long term. You're not going to be a sprint saint. You're going to be a marathon saint. You're building now for your future and for your children's future, using eternal tools of heaven to build your destiny. Secondly, you're going to be determined to fight the good fight of faith and to finish your course. You're going to quit jump-starting and fizzling out. You're going to be determined and focused. You're going to count the cost, like Luke 14 talks about, the cost of discipleship. And then you're going to build your destiny. It's going to be a change for legacy. You're going to bless your lineage. In Deuteronomy 18, we quoted, but let's quote the whole verse that says, that 18th verse in Deuteronomy 8 that says, "And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he that gives you power to get wealth." Don't stop there. "That he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto his fathers, as it is this day." So when we make up our mind and decide on something, have focused faith, then we will manifest our God-ordained dreams. When we stay determined and disciplined, we will manifest our God-ordained dreams. When we stay loyal to our God-ordained call, our anointed assignment, we are our destiny, and we will manifest our God-ordained dreams. All today our theme, as we cross over, as we this day all through the night celebrate how the Lord brought us over in 2013, God shall manifest our God-ordained dreams. And we'll finish up the REAM tomorrow. Stay blessed, be blessed, have a safe, have an anointed, have a press into the Holy of Holies kind of New Year's Eve on your knees, thanking him for how when we couldn't walk over, our God faithfully is carrying us over. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. I receive that. I receive that. Minister LaShawn, please come forward with our prayer request. And then, Dr. Vanessa, I will be calling you back so you can give us our last 2012 benediction. Minister LaShawn, are you there?
Good morning. Happy New Year. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
Praise God for such an awesome message. Father, we thank you so much for carrying us through another year, Father. We thank you so much for all the watch services that will be taking place this evening, Lord. We trust and know that you have already have each place protected and anointed with your grace. Father, Lord God, we thank you so much for everything you have done for us this year. We thank you for the goals and the seeds that you have planted in all of us for greatness and kingdom building on earth. Father, we thank you so much for Regina, who is currently in Israel. We thank you so much for everything she is doing for those who are survivors of the Holocaust. We thank you so much for her launching Artists International. We are speaking it in existence. And we thank you so much that her legacy will carry out throughout the years, even while she is back into the States of America, Lord. We thank you so much for her diligence. We thank you so much for her Holy Ghost laser focus to go out there and show what a minister in the marketplace is all about. Father, we thank you so much for Regina. We thank you for her example. We now also ask you, Lord, that you continue to strengthen Ronnie. We thank you so much for her being faithful to your word and knowing that when she is troubled, when she is upset, when she is happy, when she is anxious, when she is excited, she comes to you, Father, Lord God. We thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for her being able to pray for others, Lord, as she had people pray for her. We thank you so much for carrying Richard out through this 2012 and allowing him, Lord, to see what you are all about, Lord. We trust and touch and agree, Lord, that in 2013, Richard will give his life over to Christ, that he will now be a testimony and a testament about what God's love and unconditional favor is all about. We thank you so much for Benita and Ursula. We thank you for the traveling mercies that you have given her. We thank you so much for the bond of motherhood and daughtership, Lord. We thank you so much for all the mothers on the line, all the friends on the line, all the daughters, all the fathers, all the sisters and brothers and friends, Lord. We thank you for this TMC bond that you have given us. We thank you for this branch of family that you have united through Artists International. We thank you for everyone from the distributor, the new enrollee to the platinum, Lord. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family, and we ask that you please cover them in the blood of Jesus, Lord. We thank you so much for the products that continue to save life, Lord. And although we can't get medical claims, Father, Lord God, we know that it is the fruit of your land that continues to create miracles, Lord. We thank you so much for Ada, and we already touch and agree that the medical healing has been done. We thank you for the DNA that you have placed into her that is through you, Father, Lord God. We thank you so much for everything. everything that you have done for her. We turn everything over to our goals, our family, our children, our thoughts to the throne, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for 2013 being a new grace for us, Lord, turning all tests into testimonies, all mess into messages, and all menace to ministries, Lord. And we thank you all these things in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen, and we love you. Back to you, Minister Robin.
Amen. Family members, here's our motivational number again immediately following this call. 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-POUND. Evangelist Gwynn's website, fillabottlesavealife.com. Make that last seed sown into her life. Again, fillabottlesavealife.com. Dr. Vanessa, please come forward with our benediction.
Amen, amen. Father God, we just thank you that you've allowed us, from January 1st, now here we stand at December 31st, 2012. Thank you for your mercy, your goodness, your grace, your carrying us over power. Now, as we go out from this call, but never your presence, all we'll remember what you've done and continue to submit and open ourselves up to your perfecting work in our life. And as we go to the different services tonight and share love and laughter and fellowship with family, friends, and loved ones in our places of worship, in our homes, wherever we gather, we'll point our hearts, our minds, our thoughts to you and trusting in you as you cross us over into a new year that you're ordering our steps, that you're giving us the favor and you're stirring up the faith, faith and family and a lifestyle that glorifies you. So, Father, as we leave this call, be with us, guide us, protect us, provide for us until we come again, and we will give you and you alone all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Go out today. Be his minister in the marketplace because together, we are always better. Bye-bye.